So what's going on, everybody, on my podcast? Season 4 will be on Monday, episode 1. But now we're still on season 3. This is episode 26, a special episode on my podcast, 2020. Season 4 will be Monday, you know, starting it off with a bang on Monday. But, you know, yesterday was pretty much Valentine's Day. My album came out on Valentine's Day. It's number one in the country. And I also Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez. But let me get this straight. I've been outselling these damn artists. This is not the first time of me outselling these damn artists. I've been outselling them. Just nobody haven't been talking about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been outselling them. So let's just make that shit clear. Let's make it known that I've been outselling the asses, okay? And, you know, it's going to be a lot of things coming to the light real soon, but I've been doing me. It's been happening. This shit ain't just started happening. It's just been happening, okay? It's just been kept quiet, you know? But anyway, let's get into this story. So it's Valentine's Day, and I wanted to do something different. I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day, but I know a lot of my girlfriends are into this type of holiday. So I seen Tanera. Well, I was with Tanera. And, you know, for everybody listening, for people that do come across this story, I want to let you know that, you know, God wrote in the Bible that Tanera, my cousin, is my wife and that we have kids. Now, when the documentary movie comes out, when the documentary movie comes out this summer, July the 15th, I want you to know that you're going to find out the science behind Tanera. It's three versions of Tanera. There's the teen version that I time travel to. There's the present Tanera that my family talks to. And then there's the Tanera that I'm dealing with. You know what I'm saying? There's three versions of Tanera. The science is the part that's going to really fuck people up on my documentary movie. And like, there's two versions of me. See, you got the real me that's out there living a life, and then you got the duplicate me, who it's me right now, and I'm the one telling you the story, the duplicate me, not the real David. The real David Sims has not seen his family in years. He has not seen or talked to his family in a long-ass time. So they think they're talking to the real David, but he hasn't been around his family for a very long time, but he knows what's going on because he keeps his eye on me because I am him, just to protect me and make sure nothing happens to me. But like I said, the real David Sims has not been around his family in a very long time. So let's get into the story. Just had to say that and clear it up before anybody start jumping to conclusions. And yes, I'm in the New Bible and the New Testament. Yes, I am. Now, Tanera is my cousin, but she's going to be my wife, and we're engaged, and she is pregnant. So I'm like, looking at Tanera, she's like, what? I'm like, I got something for you. She's like, more tacos. I'm like, is that all you think about, Tanera? She's like, I am having your damn babies. Yes, that's all I'm thinking about. I want some damn tacos. I'm like, girl, is food in the refrigerator? She's like, I don't feel like cooking it. I'm like, okay. All right, Tanera, you want to be lazy? It's like, yes, I do. So I'm like, all right, you know what? It's something in the bathroom for you. It's like, what is it? I'm like, you got to find out. So like, David, I'm not getting up for nothing. I'm like, when have you ever known me to play games with you? So she's like, okay. So she get up and I cover her eyes or whatever like that. Now, Tanera never really had a puppy before. She never really had like a little puppy or like an animal or anything. And I know she liked that stuff. Now, Tanera, you know, obviously never had like an animal. And I don't know if she would want a puppy, you know, like a little puppy or whatever. So I just got her a puppy teddy bear, you know, like a little puppy stuffed teddy bear with our names in it. And I got her flowers and candy and a whole bunch of jewelry. I decked it out in the bathroom, right? So she's like, David, why do I gotta come in the bathroom? And I'm like, all right, now open your eyes. So she's like, David, where, how did you even find time to do this? I'm like, I got powers. She's like, David, is this stuff real? I'm like, it is real. She's like, can I touch it? I'm like, yes. She's like, oh my God, you got a teddy bear puppy doll. Oh, this is so cute. I got our names in there. I'm like, yes. She's like, this is so cute. Oh my God. Look at this. Oh my God, look. Oh my God, this bracelet is to die for. And I got rings too. Oh my God, David, look at the watch. I love this watch. I'm like, you love it? She's like, it's so small like me. I'm like, well, I had to get it small because your wrist is small. She's like, David, this is so cute. I'm like, you like it? It's like, oh my God, everything in here is so good. Like, I'm in love with everything in this bathroom. I'm like, I knew you would like that stuff. See? But it's not over though. She's like, okay. I'm like, come in the kitchen. So she's like, well, what's in the kitchen? I'm getting more excited. What's in the kitchen? So I cover her eyes and I open it, and it was a whole bunch of Taco Bell tacos and a whole bunch of food for her. She's like, David, why are you? I love you so much. I cannot wait to be your wife. I'm like, you can't wait to be my wife. I can't wait to be your husband. I mean, I've been waiting to be your husband for a long time. She's like, no, you haven't. Because when we was 13, you ain't do anything with me when I was over Keith's house, when I was on top of you. I'm like, Tanira, what are you talking about? She's like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you was running from your mother, remember that? When you didn't want to go home, when you wanted to stay with Aunt Angie, I know you remember that. I'm like, yes, I remember that. She's like, okay, when you was with Keith and his mother and you spent the day with them and me and Shannon came over there that afternoon and I was like playing, fighting with you, and then I was all over, like I was on top of you and you was grabbing my butt and stuff, you didn't do anything. I was like, and I already told you why. I said because they were standing right there. What, I was going to try to kiss you while they were standing there? She's like, okay, all right, fine. I got another episode that you could have did something. Remember that day we was living around Pimlico and you used to come to my mother's house on the weekends and stuff in the summertime? I'm like, yeah. So she was like, okay, remember that weekend that you came over? Because you was over Tap the house for like the summer, but you used to come over our house. I'm like, yeah. She's like, once you found out that we lived around there. I'm like, yes. Are you going to get to the point? She's like, I am if you let me. I'm like, okay. It's like that. It was like, I don't know if it was like the afternoon or something. I don't even know if you were still with Chantel. I don't know if you still was dating her or if y'all broke up or whatever. But I do know that I was like telling you I can twerk or whatever like that, and you were saying that you didn't think I could. And I put on some music and I literally twerked up on you. Why the hell you didn't do anything then? It was just me and you in the house. I'm like, she's like, now you don't have no excuse now because it was just me and you in the house that day. I'm like, I don't know why I didn't do nothing that day. I mean, I don't know, because maybe I thought that if I did try something, maybe you would have thought something. She's like, if I literally twerked up on you, then what did that tell you? So she's like, I'm like, well, I guess that maybe I could have tried something. She's like, you could have, but you didn't do a damn thing. And at that time, I was already not a virgin. So I'm like, Tanira, I'm doing something now, though. I'm beating the hell out of that pussy now, and your ass pregnant. So she's like, yeah, you're right. You're right. But you should have did something then. I'm like, I know, babies. But guess what? It's better timing now, though. She's like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, do you like all your gifts? She's like, I love everything today. Today's Valentine's Day. Your album's out completely. I'm like, yeah. She's like, this is so sweet. She's like, this is so sweet, David. I cannot believe you did all this for me. I'm like, now, why wouldn't I not do this for you? You really think that I wouldn't do anything for you? She's like, well, now that you say it like that, I'm like, yeah, now that you say it like that, what? She's like, well, David, okay, well, you know I need to repay you. And since I don't have to get you a damn thing, because you rich, you got a lot of fucking money. And I don't need to get you anything because you know, you are definitely rich. Like, you like worth how much money? $1 trillion? You worth a lot of fucking money. You belong to God. So you know you don't got to worry about money ever. I'm like, no, I don't. So she like, so with that being said, I'm gonna just let you fuck the shit out of me. I'm like, okay. She's like, I mean, that's not really a gift because I already let you do that shit. But I'm just saying, like, I'm gonna really try to, like, throw it on you, do really nasty shit, you know, like, stuff I normally don't do, I'm gonna do and go to an extreme for you. I'm like, oh, really? It's like, mm-hmm. You ready? I'm like, yeah, it's like, come on, let's go. Because I don't want my sister to hear us moaning and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, I think she's asleep. I'm like, you think so? She's like, I think so. So I do my thing with Tanera. We really cut up. You know, we do our thing or whatever. Now, when Tanera tried to eat some tacos, I had sex with her. Because, like, she's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to feed the babies. I'm like, it's like, oh, my God. So is she going to fuck me from the back? Okay, fine, David. Okay, whatever. Just don't get all rough with it. So I'm like, okay. It's like, David. So I was doing my thing with her. You know, I got cut up with her and played with her and stuff. And girls like it when you show them attention like that. Even when they complain, they love it when you do that shit because it lets you know that you want them and that you care about them and that you love them. You know what I'm saying? And that you can't live without them, you know, especially their body. So when you all over their body like that, it makes them happy. Like, oh, he really loves me. You know what I'm saying? So when I was done with Tanera fully, when I leave out, you know, my hotel room, the shield comes over top of, you know, my door, like an invisible shield where it protects, you know, my cousins, like her sister, Sinitra. So Tanera's going to be protected. Nothing's going to happen to her. So she's going to be fine. Now, mind you, I don't really get down with this holiday like that. So it's not like my thing. Because to me, I do stuff like that for them all the time. So it's not like a new thing for me that I'm doing this shit. Now, for Scott Jackson, I just kind of like met Scott Jackson. You know what I'm saying? So I had got her something too, but she was with Tila. She like she was staying over Tila, you know, hotel room. She was standing there. And I went to go see Tila, and she was like, hey, David, come on in, baby. I'm like, hey. She's like, so, okay, Scott Jackson, come in my room real quick. I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay. So she was like, oh, happy Valentine's Day. I'm like, oh, happy Valentine's Day, baby. She's like, yeah, honey. I'm like, oh, go ahead, baby. She's like, what? I'm like, I got something for you. She's like, what is it? I'm like, well, oh, it's a surprise. She's like, okay. I'm like, I love you. She's like, I love you too. I was trying to tell you about, what's her name? I was trying to tell you about Scott Jackson. Okay, so Scott Jackson been acting really strange. Like, when we talk, she doesn't even look me in my face. And she kind of like turns away, and then sometimes she kind of like makes an argument and stuff. And I don't know, she just been acting really strange, like not herself. And I know she on her period and stuff, but it's just like she's just been really acting not herself. And it's really awkward the way she's acting, you know what I'm saying? And I know she's not doing it for a YouTube video or nothing, but it's like, it's just not the way she normally acts, you know what I'm saying? And I asked her, is this something she want to tell me? And she's just like, no, it's nothing I want to tell you. And I'm just like, why are you being so mean to me? Like, you know, what's wrong? So she's like, nothing's wrong. I'm just, you know, I'm sorry. I miss my mom and all this shit like that. And I was just like, all right, whatever, cool. So then tell me why she was talking to this rapper boy or whatever like that. And tell me why the hell she broke up with the nigga. I don't know why she did this shit. She really liked him, and it was weird. So she was just like, I don't think this is going to work out. You know, your baby mother has been threatening me and stuff like that, and I just don't want to do that, you know, like, go through that stuff anymore. And he was just like, that never bothers you in the beginning. Like, you didn't care about that stuff, and, you know, you still was, like, cool with us being together. And now all of a sudden you're saying that's the reason why you don't want to do it anymore because of my baby mother. And he was like, is it someone else in the picture? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't get why you would say that. And so she was just like, I just, you know, think it's bad timing for us to, like, really do that. And I just think all you want to do is probably have sex with me. And then what if I get pregnant? Then would I be another one of your baby mothers? Like, I just really want to focus on my career, you know what I'm saying? And so he was just like, she had him on speakerphone. I heard the whole thing. He going to say, you've been focusing on your career. How long you going to focus on your damn career? You got everything figured out. And so she was like, no, I don't. Well, first of all, I'm trying to get in the movie. I'm trying to do a lot of stuff. And how am I going to do all of the stuff that I'm trying to do this year if I'm focusing on you? You're going to block all of my damn dreams. You're going to block everything. You're going to mess everything up. So tell me why you got upset. And, you know, he was yelling at her. He called Dora types of bees and stuff like that. And, you know, Sky was like, I ain't no bee, so please stop calling me a bitch. I'm not a bitch, so please don't call me that anymore. So she pretty much, you know, was like trying to like let him know really nicely that she wasn't interested anymore. I find that fucking strange because she was on this nigga dick. So I don't know why the hell she's saying that shit, because that's not something she would normally do. So of course I didn't go in there and ask her about it, because if I would have went in there and asked her about it, then she would have known I was eavesdropping. So that's why I didn't say anything, like go in there and be like, did you just break up with your boyfriend? Because then she would have known I was listening to our conversation. I'm like, oh, okay, so what did you do? She's like, I didn't do shit. I just didn't say anything. So I'm like, okay. And why the fuck are you listening to our conversation anyway? She's like, David, she had the door cracked and the damn conversation was loud for the whole world to hear. So I'm like, okay. She's like, if she ain't want nobody to hear that shit, she should have shut her door, turned the TV on, and, you know, talk quietly. Like, and not have, because she has earphones. So she could have put her earphones on and talked to him. She the one that did that. That was her fault. So I'm like, okay. Oh, well, I got something for you. She's like, what you got for me? I'm like, I got something for you. She's like, what is it? So I just remember I got her something that I think she did like it. She loved it. And I got her, you know, some teddy bears and stuff. And I didn't want to get these girls real, like, animals, because we out here in Vegas. So I didn't want to get them real damn animals. So I just got them, like stuffed animals, you know, like, not just teddy bears, like, animals, like cats and, but they teddy bears, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I got them that candy and all that good stuff that girls love. But I got her some movies that, you know, she talked about she wanted to see. And also I got her Good Luck Charlie, well, not Good Luck Charlie, Dog of the Blog, that show she played on Disney. I got it on DVD for her, right? And she opened up her eyes. She was, like, really emotional. I never seen her so emotional before. So she was crying and stuff. I'm like, oh, well, I mean, you used to this damn holiday. I don't really celebrate it. She's like, David, this is so beautiful. Nobody went all out for me like this before. I'm like, really? It's like, David, the only thing that I usually get is, like, a fucking card and maybe some candy or flowers. Not even that. I don't even get that. Maybe just some damn dick. But that's it. Like, nobody really, like, did anything like this before. I'm like, are you serious? Like, no. I had a boyfriend, but he didn't do nothing like this before. I'm like, no, you lying, Tila. It's like, I'm not lying. So I do my thing with Tila, you know? I had to cut up with Tila, and Tila was like, David, this is so amazing. Like, the candies, everything. I'm gonna fuck that candy up. I'm like, you are like, I'm gonna fucking eat this shit out that candy. I'm like, did you hear Justin Bieber album, baby? It's like, David, that dick was good as shit. I'm sorry, but it was so good. I'm like, you enjoyed it? She's like, hell fucking yeah. I'm like, okay. She's like, oh, you asked me about Justin Bieber? I'm like, yeah, did you like his album? She's like, David, ain't you going on tour for your album? I'm like, yeah, but that's besides what I asked you. My ticket's already sold out. She's like, I know. I seen it on your website. You got a lot of fucking fans. And I'm like, oh, you know, Ellen DeGeneres and Jimmy Fallon and them, they want to do private sit-down interviews with me about, you know, my career and my life and stuff. She's like, I think you should do that shit. I think you should, because it's about time that people know the damn truth. I think you should do it. I think you shouldn't turn it down. I think you should do it, because it's an opportunity for people to see that you real, that this shit is real. You ain't lying. You have nothing to lie about. And why the fuck would you lie about seeing God and stuff like that? You know how fucking serious that is? You know what I'm saying? Like, and we seen you do that shit. Like, I seen you change into people. So I know that it's obviously fucking real, but I'm just saying for other people that's doubting this shit, like it's stupid ass family, I just want to let them know, and I'll say it on camera, that you are the truth, whether they want to believe it or not. You know, sometimes people just want to believe that you're a certain way. Like, you know, that's probably why God chose you, because he knew that your family don't take you seriously. They just don't take you seriously. I'm like, yeah, well, they're going to take me seriously this fucking year, and I can promise you that. So she's like, okay, I'm going to tell you something. I do take you seriously, so you do know that, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay. She's like, all right, so Justin Bieber, his album, you talking about the new one called Changes? I'm like, yeah, that one. She's like, let me see. What do I think about it? You want my real honest opinion? I'm like, yeah. She's like, it's cool. I'm not even gonna lie to you, David. It's not even my thing. I'm like, it's not. It's like, I love your album, and it's not because I'm your bitch, but I'm just saying, like, it's not my thing. Like, the songs on there is cool, like, don't get me wrong, but it's just, I don't know. It's just what I expected, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, the song that I thought was going to be hard, like, really good, was the Post Malone one. Because, you know, Post Malone go hard on songs, right? And I love Post Malone. I love his album that's out now. And I didn't like his verse on there. I didn't like it. I just thought it was really fucking mellow. And it was too fucking laid back. And also, I ain't like a lot of them songs on there. Because it just really just, to me, I just didn't think that he would do an album like this. Yeah, I know he loved his wife and stuff like that. But you could have gave the fans what they really fucking wanted. And I just thought that, to me, that the album is not what it's supposed to be. And I don't think it's going to do that fucking well. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably going to go platinum. I give it that. It's probably going to go platinum. But I don't really think the artist is the only reason why his fans is going to really make it platinum, because they so happy to hear from him. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't really, and I don't know why the fuck they would say that, because he was on songs and on people fucking, you know, he was on people's songs. So it's not like you never heard from him for years and years and he didn't appear nowhere. Like, he featured on people's songs all the time. So it's like, you did hear from him, you just didn't hear him, like, coming out with his own shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why his fans making it seem like he was gone for 5 years or how many years his ass was gone, and then all of a sudden he popped up and started making music again. Like, nigga, he was making music, just not his own fucking music. I'm like, right. She's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fans, his fans be too damn dramatic. You know, they be too much, and that shit is just, So I'm like, okay, so what do you think about my album? It's like, David, you know I love the fuck out your album. I already told you your album is the shit. And that's why you outselling Justin Bieber, because it's the shit. You already know that. You don't need me to say that. I've been told you that. So I'm like, okay. She's like, and anyway, David, you already know that I love you. I'm like, yeah, I know that, baby. She's like, I love you too. I'm like, what? I didn't even say anything. It's like, David, I'm nervous as shit right now. I'm like, okay. It's like, I ain't get you nothing. I'm like, okay, you don't need to get me nothing. She's like, no, I feel bad, David. I'm like, you don't need to get me nothing. This is what you need to get me. All of your sexy loving, you know? That's it. So, yeah, I beat it up, you know, do my thing with Tila. And I go in the room with Scott Jackson. So Scott was like, oh, hey. I'm like, is that Scott Jackson? It's like, yeah. I'm like, come here. She's like, oh, shut the door. So she shut the door, and she's like, I broke up with my boyfriend. I'm like, you did? She's like, I love you, David. I'm like, I love you too. I got something for you. She's like, what is it? So I got her like a nice pretty bracelet and stuff with charms on there. It's like, oh my God, this is so pretty. I'm like, I love you. I really love you, Scott Jackson. It's like, why do I feel like this is supposed to be? I know we just met each other, but I really love you too. And I feel like I just really can't live without you. And he think that I'm still a virgin and stuff, but I didn't want to tell him that I have a new boyfriend, because I had a feeling that Tila was listening. I'm like, what, to your conversation? She was listening, wasn't she? She's told you? I'm like, yeah. She's like, See, that's why I didn't say anything about me losing my virginity, because then she would have thought about you. So I ain't say shit. I ain't even bring it up. I just broke up with him. And I'm like, you did? He's like, yeah. So that means that we're a couple. I'm like, so like, I mean, I know we already was, but now we're like official. I'm like, okay. She's like, how does it feel to steal somebody's girlfriend? I'm like, what? It's like, you know you stole somebody's girlfriend. How does it feel? I'm like, it feels good. It's like, you stole me from my boyfriend. Because I really liked him too. And I don't really, like, now I don't even think about him like that in that way. Like, when he called me, when he usually called me, I'd be so excited. Like, David, I love my gifts. This is so nice. When he usually called me, I'd be so excited to hear from him. But now it's like, I'm not even that fucking excited. Like, when he called me, I was just like, I don't even know. I was debating, should I even answer the phone? So that's when I knew it was just time for me to break up with him, because I was just like, I don't even know if I really want to talk to him or not. But then when I answered the phone and I heard his voice, that's when it hit me that I didn't want to talk to him. I'm like, so that's when it hit you. She's like, that's when it hit me that I really didn't want to talk to him. So I'm like, okay. She's like, yeah. And then I realized, I was just like, yeah, I don't want to talk to him. And so I broke up with him. I just was like, I'm not going to keep leading him on, because every time he called me, if I feel like this, I might as well just go off of my feeling and just like take my gut feeling and go ahead and break up with him. Because if I don't and I do it later on, then he's going to be really upset. So I might as well just do it now and basically get that shit over with. And that's what I did. And, I mean, he ain't take it too fucking well, because he wanted to fuck the shit out of me and he wanted to, like, pop my cherry and stuff. But sorry to say, somebody else beat you to it. But anyway, I did it and I feel a lot better about it. Like, so you feel good? It's like, yeah, I feel really good about it. I'm like, do you like the Justin Bieber album? She's like, I feel like he could have went a lot harder. I mean, I understand he going through changes or whatever. He named his album. I get that. I totally get that. But, you know, it's just the album was not what I thought it would be. I mean, it's okay. It's okay, but it's not his best damn albums. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. It's not. But I think Purpose was really good. But this album is just too emotional. It's just too, you know, with too much fucking feelings that ain't nobody gonna really wanna hear every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we get it. I get it. You know, you changing, you living your life and all that. You in love with your wife. You wanted to dedicate the album to your wife, but not every fucking song should be about her damn ass. And I get that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he could have made like maybe 2 or 3 songs about her and then moved on and gave the fans what they really wanted. And I just feel like he really just let me down in that department. Like, I'm just not impressed with this album. Like, it's okay. It's not the best album he ever fucking made, but it's okay. It's mediocre to me. Like, okay. So I'm like, so you don't like it like this? Like, I like it to a certain extent, which means there's only certain fucking songs that I like on there that I probably would listen to, not over again, but I would listen to whenever I feel like it. Because, see, you got to be in the mood to listen to his album. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be in the mood to listen to his album. And his album is just like, it's gonna probably go platinum because he got loyal, dedicated fans that's so happy to hear from him. But yo, he has not been disappeared for that long. And first of all, he's been on other people's songs. So he haven't been gone for that fucking long. So I don't know why his fans be going over the top for his ass, because it's really not that fucking serious. You know what I'm saying? So his album is Ari. It's not all that. I'm not that impressed with it, but it's cool, I guess. Maybe I just grew out of fucking Justin Bieber. Maybe I don't know. I'm like, thank you. She's like, why the fuck you say thank you? I'm like, oh, I meant to ask you what you thought about my album. She's like, Dave, I told you I love your album and your documentary movie. I love both of them. It's so good. I'm like, okay. So I do my thing with Scott Jackson. I cut up with her. Like, really bad, beat it up, right? Man, me and Scott Jackson was really cutting it up. I ain't never cut up with a girl like that before in my life. But, and I was done cutting up with Scott Jackson. I had left out. Now, the invisible shield always goes over the door because I got to protect my girls. You know, I always put, you know, safety on my girls, make sure they okay and stuff like that. And so I go see Cardi B, and y'all know I love me some Cardi B. So I go see Cardi B. I'm like, what's up, Carter? It's like, hey, baby. I'm like, look, I ain't know what the fuck to get you because, baby, you got every damn thing. You know, it's like, you don't have to give me anything. I'm like, it's like, David, I'm rich. You don't have to give me shit. The only thing you got to get me is just your love, baby. I'm like, come here, but I still got you something. It's like, okay. I'm like, come here. So I showed her what I got her. She's like, David, this is so cute. I'm like, I love you. She's like, you used your damn powers to do this, didn't you? I'm like, yes. She's like, this is so cute. I love it. I'm like, you do. She's like, I really do. It's so cute. David, come here. I'm like, what? She's like, oh, so I got to talk to you about something. I'm like, what? She's like, okay, so Offset, he showed up, right? And we were talking, and we was talking about the lawsuit against me, and then he started breaking down crying and talking about he loved me and all this stuff. And I felt bad for him. So then we started kissing, and then we were about to, like, have sex. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't finish it. I'm like, what happened? It's like, I told him to get off of me. I'm like, you did? It's like, yeah, I kicked him out and told him to, like, leave and don't come back because, DV, I'm going to be honest with you. I know that I'm in love with you. And it just hit me more when he was trying to have sex with me today. And it just, well, yesterday. And I couldn't go through with it because, like, I told him, like, yo, it's over. And, you know, and then he going to say, you've been here. He going to say, as he was leaving out, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. And I'm like, I already heard from your fucking punk ass lawyer. Your damn lawyer up there serving me with fake ass documents saying that I exalted you or some shit. How the fuck did I even do anything to you? I didn't even do anything to hurt you. How are you going to lie? And then he was like, ain't nobody lying. They just going to know the truth. And so I was like, the truth about what? Because I never did shit to you. So what the fuck did I do? So he was like, you know, if you don't show up to court, you know they're just going to lock you up. All they're going to do is show up at your doorstep and put the cuffs on you. And that just means that you're guilty because they're going to know you're guilty. So she's like, guilty of what, though? What am I guilty of? Because I really need to know. I didn't do anything, though. Can you explain to me what I did, though? I need to know what I'm showing up to court for. So he's like, you'll know when you come. So I'm like, just tell me the fuck now so I just know. So he like, nope, I don't need to tell you nothing. You'll find out when you come there. So I'm like, why is it not even on the papers? Is this shitty? Real, like, I don't even think this is a real fucking court paper. And my mother was looking at it and she was like, she don't think it's real either. She thinks somebody just typed that shit up because how the fuck he get that shit so damn fast? You know what I'm saying? And so now my lawyer's looking over it and they said that is not fucking real. So they saying it's fake. And so maybe it's a trick for me to show up somewhere and for him to, like, I don't know, try to do something to hurt me or something like that. And I knew something was iffy about that whole shit. And so my sister said, the dude that delivered the fucking papers, she said that it didn't even feel right and he didn't even look like a fucking lawyer. Like, it just didn't, he didn't feel like he was a lawyer or nothing like that. And my sister got a sense about that shit. So if she's saying that she didn't feel like that this nigga was a fucking lawyer, I obviously fucking believe her. You know, because like I said, she got a gift for that shit to see if, you know, people are about what they say they are. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I get what you're saying. She's like, yeah, so I'm telling you, when my lawyer called me and said that them papers wasn't fucking real, and they definitely know about that shit because they real lawyers, so they should know about that shit. I was like, I knew these fucking papers was fake. I knew they was. And I was going to call them and out his ass about it. But I'm not even going to do that. I'm just not showing the fuck up because I already know that he has nothing on me because I didn't do shit to fucking go to jail. Like, I didn't do anything to him. And he know that. How the fuck am I going to hurt him? But he could hurt me. Like, come on. What am I going to do to hurt him? Like, you see how people are when they mad and emotional and on their feelings? He want to take me to court. Told my I exalted him and I hit him and stuff. How the hell I do that? And when did I do it? And which type of scars did I put on your body? Like, I don't even remember me doing that. So everybody gonna look at that whole case. If it was a real case, they'll be like, they wouldn't even believe it. Because there's no way that I would be able to hurt him. So That was obviously a damn lie, and he knew it was, because he couldn't even tell me what I did. He couldn't even say what I did. All I wanted to know is, what did I do? And he couldn't even tell me. He couldn't even look me in my face and tell me. That's how I knew it was fake, like the papers. And when I said, I was like, I think these papers fake. I don't even think they real. He was like, they real? Oh, they definitely real. They real. You the one that's fake. And I was like, how the hell am I fake? Whatever, you the one that's just not real. You the one up here giving me fake documents. So I need to go to court. What is it, a way for me to show up to a fucking vacant building so you can try to kidnap me or something? So he's like, why would I do that? Why would I do that? And I was like, why would you send me fake damn papers saying that I need to go to court for something I didn't do? So he, and I was just like, why? And how did you do this shit so fast? Like, that's how I know his ass was lying. He's just full of shit, whatever. And I ain't showing up to court. And I know ain't no damn police gonna lock me up because I ain't do shit. So I'm like, okay. She's like, and if he take it as far as to hire fake police, like fake people to be policemen and stuff, if he take it that fucking far, like, I would be like, yo, he is definitely going too, like, he's doing too much. He's really being petty now. I'm like, okay. She's like, I think I gotta go to another room and change to another room because now he know this room number. So I think I gotta change to another room. And I'm about to do it in the morning. I'm like, you are? Like, yeah. So I'm like, so let me ask you a question. What do you think about Justin Bieber and his album and stuff? It's like, your album is way better than his. And it's not because I'm your bitch. It's just because your album is way better than his. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not a fan of no fucking Justin Bieber. I ain't a fan of him. I'm not a fan of his music. I'm not a fucking believer, so I don't give a fuck about his damn music or what the hell he doing. But, I mean, like, I ain't listen to his shit, to be honest with you. I think I heard the song with Post Malone and shit like that. Yeah, I heard that song. I ain't like that song. That shit was trash. I didn't like it. I'm like, you didn't like it? It's like, fuck no, I did not like that shit. Because I expected Post Malone to come in, like, you know, because when Post Malone comes in on his own songs, you know, he, like, goes in. I didn't like the way he fucking came in on that song. And it didn't even go with the song title. Like, it just didn't make any sense. So I didn't like the song. I thought the song was just a song, you know what I'm saying? But to me, like I said, I was not impressed with his album. Like, I find that surprising for me because I'm not his damn fan. So why would I be, like, you know, satisfied with his album? Like, I'm not going to listen to his fucking album. Like, I like rap shit, you know, I like stuff like trap and music, shit like that. But, I mean, I'll listen to a so slow, and she's like, I'll listen to a slow song here and there, but I'm not going to listen to that shit every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to sit there and just, my whole day is slow fucking music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have some fucking hip-hop in your day. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you know what I'm saying? You're just going to walk around depressed as shit. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're in a relationship. I'm like, yeah. She's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I can't run around listening to slow music all fucking day. I gotta have some shit. And even if I do, it gotta have like drums and bass and shit to it. His fucking album, like, it just didn't soothe me. It's just, I don't know what the fuck he was going for, but obviously he got the fucking look he wanted. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not impressed with the shit. Maybe he's trying to cross over to country music. You know what I'm saying? You never know. That's probably what the fuck he's trying to do with this album. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, country artists, they make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? But even they fucking songs is better than them songs that I heard on his album. Them country singers, even they songs better than that. And they actually tell a damn story when they fucking making songs. I don't know what the hell he was doing. I don't know, David. I wasn't impressed with it. I'm not even gonna lie to you. So I'm like, okay. She's like, I heard a few songs off of there, and that's all I need to know. I think I heard like three, maybe even four songs off of the album, and that was it. I think it's 17 songs already, and I just couldn't finish the whole thing because, like I said, if another song was like the other song, like I said, not really impressed. I think a lot of them wanted to be on that damn album just because they'd be like, oh, Justin Bieber want me on his album and stuff like that. Yeah, this is going to be a good look for me. Like, no, it's not, because nobody really fucking cares about that album. I mean, yeah, people listening to that shit, they're probably streaming the shit out that fucking album, but you are doing way better than him. and your streams are way more than him. Once that shit finally get on like Spotify, iTunes, and Apple, everybody gonna lose their fucking mind for that album. Stupid people. I'm like, yeah, well. I mean, what do you really think about it? She's like, who, me? I'm like, yeah, you. She's like, what do I really think about it? About your album? I'm like, yeah, it's like, I already told you I liked it. What, you think I was lying to you? Or you think my mind was going to change about it? I'm like, I mean, a little bit, yeah. It's like, David, I wouldn't even tell you that I liked your shit if I didn't like it. I'm like, okay. She's like, you know what I'm saying? If I didn't like it, I would have told you that I did not like it. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm being real with you. So I'm not one of those bitches that just tell you I like your shit because I'm your girl. Like, I actually really do like your album, and I actually really think it's really fucking good. I'm like, you do. She's like, yes, I do, David. I mean, if you don't think I think that, then why would you ask me that? Like, I really do like your album. Like, I really do. I'm like, all right, I believe you. I believe you. You like my album. It's like, I like your album, David. I'm like, all right. She's like, I do. I really like it. So I'm like, you better like it. She's like, I do like it. I don't know why you think I don't. So I'm like, no, I'm not playing with you. You don't have to like it if you don't want to. It's like, David, I fucking like it. I'm like, oh, okay. So I do my thing with her. Me and Cardi B, we cut up and stuff like that. And then it was time for the brawl of it all, JoJo Siwa. I always leave JoJo Siwa last because, you know, that's my baby. So I go see her, and she was in the kitchen. She's like, my husband's home. Mom, guess what? We're doing a documentary movie together. So she's like, a what? She's like, a documentary movie. She's like, what is it about? So she's like, about us in love and on tour and stuff and the baby. So she's like, why would you make a damn documentary movie about that? So she's like, because David wants to. I think it's a good idea. She's like, see, okay, why are you putting ideas in my daughter's head to do stuff like that? So she's like, what's wrong with a documentary movie? We love that type of stuff. So she's like, yeah, we love documentary movies. We do love documentary movies, but we ain't making one. So she's like, well, you don't have to. David already put up the money. So she's like, okay, so what the hell are you saying, JoJo? So she's like, I'm saying that we're already doing it. She's like, are we being filmed right now? Is this stuff being filmed right now? So she's like, yup. And you're on camera. So she's like, I cannot believe you, JoJo. So she's like, what, Mom? You obviously cannot handle me growing up. And I am not a little girl. I'm 18 years old. So she's like, you're not 18 yet. You'll be 18 in March. So she's like, Mom, so what? I'm 17. So she's like, okay, JoJo, I don't know if you notice, but your fan base are not teenagers. So they are not going to be, she's like, so they're not going to be able to comprehend that JoJo Siwa is in love, let alone having a baby. They can't understand that. You think they can articulate that stuff? They can't understand that because they're little kids. So she's like, Mom, that's why when my album comes, I was like, is your album done? It's nowhere near ready to come out. So she's like, okay, and when it does, that's when the documentary movie is coming out. So she's like, Dave, I don't believe that. So she's like, well, actually, no, it's going to come out like, when is it coming out, baby? I'm like, it's going to come out like next year. She's like, oh, it's coming out next year. So we got the whole year to film it, and we're filming it now. She's like, okay, JoJo, I get what you're saying, but listen to what I'm saying. You don't think that that's a bad idea? She's like, no, I think it's really good. What's wrong with me being in love? She's like, nothing's wrong with you being in love. Okay, nothing's wrong with you falling in love and being in love, but you need to realize that your fan base not going to understand it. You really think that they're going to be able to take in that JoJo Siwa has a baby or JoJo Siwa is married? Do you think they're going to be able to understand that? They go like, she has a husband, she's a wife, she's a real wife. You think they're gonna be able to take that in? So she's like, look, mom, I am growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am not a little girl, and I know they expect me to be that all the time, but I don't mind giving them that person on camera or whatever, and it's not a fake person. Yeah, that's how I am, but I'm also, like, I have girl tendencies. I have girl hormones, and I think about the same thing that other girls think about. That's around my age, and I know that it's shocking for them to realize that, but as they get older, they'll be thinking about the same thing, too. Look, they're not going to always be like, she's like, these kids that are fans of me, and obviously they like my music and stuff, they're not going to always be a fan of me because they're not going to always be a kid, mom. They're going to grow up eventually. So when they do, you think they're going to be 18 years old still listening to JoJo Siwa or still looking at JoJo Siwa vlogs on YouTube? They're going to move on to other things. So I'm not going to be in my 20s doing this forever. You know, like, I had to have a different image. And so JoJo Siwa's father was like, you know what? She's right. She's right. You know, she is growing up. So the mother was like, no one asked you for your opinion. You know, no one asked you for what you thought about this whole situation. No one was talking to you. So he was like, but that is my daughter, and I think that she's right. I think that she has a point. You know, she is getting older, and she is 17 years old, and a lot of people already look at this girl like she's a little girl, and like she can't, or like she cannot grow up. And that's not a place to have your daughter in, because if she wants to get older and do things that a teenager girl do, then we can't stop her. You know, this is something that she wants to do. She works very hard. She does a lot of things for the family, and she deserves to be in love. You know, and if she wants to do a documentary movie, then let her do a documentary movie about being with her husband and being in love with her husband. We can support that. You know, and you're going to support that. You're not going to not support your daughter you just because you think it's a bad idea. So the mother was like, did I say I was not going to support her? Did I say I wasn't going to support her? I am going to support her. But I do think this is a bad idea. Obviously, you know I think that. So JoJo Siwa like, mom, I understand that you don't think I should do it, but we're already doing it. So it's already being done. So she like, I cannot believe that you did this without me, without my consult. You should have gave me, you should have came to me and talked to me before you made that decision. It's like, why do I need to talk to you about being in a relationship with my husband? I can make a decision if I want to. If I think I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I don't need your consult. I don't need you to tell me that this is a good idea to do. I know it is because he's my husband. And if he wants everybody to know that I'm his wife, then I don't see the problem in it. And you shouldn't either. I thought I would tell you, and maybe you would understand. But you always just don't understand. So she's like, I do understand. She's like, no, you know what I understand, mom? I understand that you want to treat me like a little girl. I understand that you want me to stay this JoJo Siwa kitty image forever. That's what I understand. I understand if I'm doing all this kitty stuff that you will never take me seriously as a woman, as a young woman. And I am growing up. And I, like I said, I know that you want me to stay this JoJo Siwa forever, but I'm not going to be this JoJo Siwa forever. You know, so you just need to realize that and process that I am someone's wife. So she's like, fine, JoJo, whatever you want. So she's like, okay. She's like, good, go in the room with your husband. Spend time with your husband. So she's like, okay. So we go in the room or whatever. And she's like, my mom, she'll get over it. So guess what? I'm like, what? She's like, it's Valentine's Day. I'm like, well, yeah, it is Valentine's Day. She's like, what'd you get me? So I'm like, oh, so you just know I got you something, huh? She's like, what'd you get me? So I'm like, all right, you know, I don't really celebrate these days like that. You know, it's not my thing to celebrate Valentine's Day, but I got something for you now. Close your eyes. Now I gotta be real special for you now. It's like, I hope so. So she closed her eyes. She's like, well, I'm not gonna say that because you always do stuff for me. So I just remember she closed her eyes. She opens it. She's like, David, where the hell are we? I'm like, we in your room. She's like, my room? David, this looks like the really Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory. I love it. Is this really my room? I'm like, yeah, it's just like, your room is just like really big, like the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like you can walk around in the whole room and you ain't gonna be lost or anything. Like, you see that door right there where it says exit? She's like, yeah. So I was like, when you walk out that door, it'll take you to your regular mansion, you know, where your mom and family at. So you're in your room. So she's like, I'm in my room. She's like, I'm in my room. I'm like, yeah, we're in your room. We're still sitting on the bed. So what I'm saying is like, you know how in the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, he was walking into every room and all that. You can experience that whole thing like the movie. So like, I can really do that? So this is mine. So I'm like, yeah. She's like, David, I love this gift. It's so freaking good. I'm like, you like it? It's like, yes, I like it. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, did you just say freaking? She's like, I don't like cussing like that. I'm like, okay. She's like, I love this gift. It's so good. What? Hold on. What happens like if my mom and them come in the room? I'm like, they gonna see the same thing. She's like, they will? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh my goodness. This is just like the movie. Exactly like it. I'm like, she's like, David, oh my God, it's even Oompa Loompas. But that girl Oompa Loompas. I'm like, yeah. She's like, wow, this is really freaking me out. I'm like, it is like, I like it, but it's really freaking me out. I'm like, it is like, yeah, but don't change it back. I like it. I'm like, it is like, I really do. I'm like, okay. She's like, I got my own, is this my own factory? I'm like, you can call it JoJo Factory, JoJo Siwa Chocolate Factory. She's like, I like that. But can I just call it JoJo Siwa Candy Factory? I'm like, yeah. She's like, because I'm not really a big fan of chocolate. I'm like, you know, she's like, not that much. I like candy, though. I love candy. I'm like, okay. She's like, so can I just name it JoJo Siwa Candy Factory instead of Chocolate Factory? I'm like, you can name it anything you want. She's like, okay. It's named JoJo Siwa Candy Factory. I'm like, now look over and what do you see? She's like, it says JoJo Siwa Candy Factory. I'm like, yeah, so you just named your own factory. So it's like, that's so cool. I'm like, there you go. So now you can do whatever you want. So he's like, David, what I want is just to lay in the bed with you. I'm like, really? It's like, yeah, can we look at TV? I'm like, of course, it's still your room. So he's like, oh, okay. Can I talk to them Oompa Loompas and stuff? I'm like, if you want to. He's like, oh. So they actually real people. I'm like, nah, they not real people. They just, the Oompa Loompas, I put them in your room, like to make it more realistic, like the movie. They girl Oompa Loompas, though. She's like, they look nice and pretty. They don't look like mean or anything. I'm like, they're not mean. So she's like, oh, okay, well, let's look at some TV and let's cuddle. I feel so bad because I didn't know what to get you. Because you're a damn trillionaire. I don't know what to get a fucking trillionaire. I'm like, okay. So David, it seems like you got everything already. So I don't know what to like. I don't know what to get you. Because it seems like you got everything, really. So I don't know. Because that shit. I don't know, David. I'm like JoJo Siwa. You don't have to get me a damn thing. So you don't have to stress yourself out about it. You don't have to get me nothing. I'm fine. So she's like, okay. I'm like, I love you, girl. She's like, I love you too. I'm like, come here. What's your little pretty ass doing? She's like, I miss you. I'm like, oh, you miss your daddy. She's like, I miss my daddy. Well, not my real daddy, but you're my daddy. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, happy Valentine's Day, baby. I'm like, happy Valentine's Day. You know what's going to make my day? She's like, if I let you have sex with me. I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, come on. So I do my thing with her and... Man, I love having sex with JoJo Siwa. Like, that's my girl. Like, that's my baby. I think when a lot of people see JoJo Siwa, they see, like, a little girl. But this girl is literally damn near 18 years old. Like, she's not a little girl anymore. But I know when people see her, that's what they think. They mind flip that she's a little girl. She's not a little girl. When you see her in person, the girl is like a fucking giant. The girl is tall as shit. You know what I'm saying? She's not a little girl. That is not a little girl. No, she's not a little girl though. But you know, God even said it. That girl is a woman. That's what God said. God said she's a woman. She ain't no little girl no more. And stop trying to treat her like one all the damn time. Because y'all see her in glitter and bows and shit, that makes her a little bit. No, she's definitely a woman. She's doing grown up shit. She definitely a woman. So anyway, I'm getting off of here. Just wanted to talk to y'all. This was like episode 26. Season 4 is starting Monday. I won't be on here Sunday and stuff. Just wanted to give y'all something to like listen to. So, deuces.